I believe that superstitions about the number 7 is a lucky number or that things happen in sets of 3. Pythagoras also believes that 13 numbers and their multiple had mystical power. For centuries, people have given importance to numbers and developed superstitions about them. Many of these superstitions have been passed on through the generations and still exist today. Many of the superstitions surrounding numbers have a basis in science and nature. For example, early astrologers believed that 7 planets governed the universe and therefore the lives of human life was beings. A 7th child was thought to have special gifts. Human life was divided into 7 ages. Every 7th year was believed to bring great change. For the ancient Babylonians, 3 was a lucky number, because it symbolized birth, life, and death. Some people still believe that a dream repeated 3 times comes true. On the other hand, I believe 13 is unlucky. The number seems to be almost universally considered unlucky. No other number has had such a bad reputation for so long. The ancient Romans regarded it as a symbol of death, destruction, and misfortune. One of the earliest written stories about the number 13 appears in Norwegian mythology. This story tells about a feast at Valhalla to which 12 gods were invited. Loki, the god of evil, came uninvited, raising the number to 13. In the struggle to throw out Loki, the favorite of the god was killed. There are many superstitions regarding the number 13. For example, in Britain, it's considered a bad omen for 13 people to sit at the table. Some say that the person who rises first will misfortune, even death, within an hour. Others say it's the last person to rise. Some British people think it's unlucky to have 13 people in a room, especially for the person closest to the door. The 13th day of month isn't considered a good day on which to begin any new enterprise, including marriage or to set out on a journey. Many people believe that Friday the 13th is the unluckiest day in the year. This belief is so widespread that there are horror movies called Friday the 13th. Some people will go to great lengths to avoid the number 13. Hotel owners do not usually assign the number 13 to a room, preferring to label it 12A or 14 instead. The French never issue the house address 13, while in Italy the number 13 is omitted from the national lorry. Airlines have no 13th row on their planes, and office and apartment buildings rarely have a 13th floor. From ancient civilization to modern societies, the belief in the magic of the number has persisted in spite of the advantages in science and technology. There is nothing quite as stubborn as superstitions. Even today, people still believe in bad luck and omens. I'm also one of them.